Jesus in Bhikkhu Thanga. And Dhamma friends, we have come to the happy conclusion of this great Dhamma seminar. Unique in the sense that you have practiced and then you have started understanding its theory. The practice and theory both are equally important. Someone practices, certainly by practice he will reach the final goal. Even if he does not, somebody has not read even one word of Tipitaka and yet practices, he will reach the final goal, no doubt. But there must be a great teacher like the enlightened one, the Buddha, just to show the path. And he will reach the final goal by walking on it. Now with this gap of 25 centuries, a very big gap, with a gap of 25 centuries, naturally, anybody who walks on the path, he may be walking very correctly, yet some doubt may arise, skepticism might arise. What am I doing? Is it correct? Is it correct? Certainly did Buddha taught like this? Then, to take out all the doubts and to get a clear picture of the path, the pariyatti is very helpful. But again, it should be very clear that if one remains only limited to pariyatti and does nothing of patipatti, then I would say that this person is very unfortunate. Very unfortunate. Pariyatti is to give us inspiration. Pariyatti is to show us the path. But patipatti will take us to the final goal. And the confusions that come by pariyatti, not that there's something wrong in pariyatti, but the translation sometimes go wrong. Or somebody who is reading it does not have that capacity to understand what is being said. All that can be removed only by patipatti. If one does not practice, one cannot understand the pariyatti as one should understand for liberation. To me it looks patipatti is of utmost importance. I come from a tradition, very staunch Hindu conservative Sanatani tradition. When I first went to my teacher Siaji Ubakhin, I heard him. He explained what the path was. I went through all his discourses, I listened to his discourses, I kept on working. I didn't find anything new. Sheila, all importance is given to Sheila, in my tradition also. What new? Samadhi, yes, Samadhi should be done. Unless the mind is in control, unless there is a concentrated mind, how can one get benefit of Dhamma? Yes, wonderful, Samadhi is wonderful. And Panya, what Panya? I had been reading from the scriptures, the traditional scriptures, from the tradition in which I was born. It is full of same Panya. Pragya, 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 Stitha Pragya, Stitha Pragya, get established in Panya, get established in Panya. This is what I had been reading. What new? And yet it was so new. So new, wonderful. A blind person got eyes, so wonderful. In darkness as if a light has come, so wonderful. Because all that in which I was rolling, was only an intellectual game, was only a devotional, emotional game. There was nobody to tell me, this is how you can become sthita pragya. This is how you will get established in panya. There is no technique. The entire tradition has got no technique. I am quite clear about it now after taking even the first course. No technique at all. Talking, talking, talking. A thirsty person, having lost his path in a desert, so thirsty he wants water. So thirsty. He's so miserable. And someone comes there and gives him a sermon. Oh, you miserable person, you should take water. It is only water which will quench your thirst. You better take water, you better take water. He doesn't give me water to drink. He doesn't help me how to take water. Where is water? What water? How to take that water? And here I found somebody who gives the water, the nectar. You take it. This is how it is to be taken. You must be free from raga was not something new for me. You should be free from dosha, dvesha, it was not something new for me. You should be free from moha was not something new for me. But how to be free from raga? How to be free from dosha? How to be free from moha? That was something new. And that is the biggest contribution of Buddha to the suffering humanity. He gave a way. He gave a path. He gave a technique. He kept on teaching people for 45 years, day and night, hardly. Just to give some rest to the body, he will lie down for about 2-3 hours. And that also in Sati Sampajanyang. 24 hours, 45 years, this person kept on distributing Dhamma to the suffering people without expecting anything in return. So compassionate, not to establish a particular sect. Nothing doing, otherwise he would not have been a Buddha. Not to establish a particular philosophy, nothing doing. To give a path to the people so that they can come out of their misery. He gave Samma Ditthi, not a Ditthi. And he says, it is only Janato Passato that one can have Samma Ditthi. Otherwise, however correct something may be, however logical something may be, if there is no Janato Passato, then it becomes just a Ditthi. And just a Ditthi is Michha Ditthi. It is only Samma Ditthi which can liberate. And Samma Ditthi is the Ditthi which you personally experience yourself within yourself. Then it is Samma. Otherwise it can't be Samma. You heard something and you are just contemplating it. You heard something and you are just imagining it. You have not experienced it. How will you know that what it is? Yatha Bhut has to be only by your personal experience. Otherwise it is not Yatha Bhut for you. It is Yatha Shrut. You have heard about it. Or Yatha Kalpit, you have imagined it. Or Yatha Vanchit, you want it in this way to happen. It is not Yatha Bhut. Yatha Bhut must happen within you. And that with your experience, you understand, oh yes, this is Atha Yatha Bhut. Yatha Bhut Jnana Dasanam. Yatha Bhut Dasanam. You have to experience the truth within you as it is, and the jnana that arises because of that is the Samma Jnana, Samyak Jnana. Otherwise, again, it is a jnana of the books, a jnana of things, other things, but not the real jnana. The jnana of Agama, the knowledge of Agama is good to give you inspiration, but that is Agama. When you start getting that very experience yourself, then Adhigama, you got it. Now you walked over it, you got it. And that only liberates, nothing else. This was the beauty of this person. The teaching of Śīla was there in India at the time of Buddha and before Buddha. The teaching of Samadhi was there in India at the time of Buddha and before Buddha. Even Panya was there at the time of Buddha and before Buddha, but it was mere talk, talk, talk. this particular sect, this particular belief, this particular tradition. I believe it this way, I believe it that way. Only talk, talk, talk. Nobody was practicing. Even if there were some practices, people were so very much involved, so very much entangled in going to extreme. And without understanding things properly, using the same words, but doing it in a different way, they didn't get the benefit out of it. This person, because he got benefit out of it, he became enlightened by the technique, which he discovered, or rather rediscovered. Purano maggo, purano maggo, esa maggo sanantano, esa dhammo sanantano. Gautama was not the only Buddha. Countless Buddha had been before. We don't even know the name of them. Countless, and everyone who gets enlightenment inside, and everyone who breaks all the shackles of impurities, is a Buddha, is an Arhant. Whoever becomes a Buddha, whoever becomes an Arhant, will have no clinging at all. He can't have clinging. If he has clinging, then there is something wrong. This person is not liberated. If he has even the clinging that I must have a larger number of followers, even after I die, people will remember me. They will have temples built in my name. They will have statues made of me. And there will be so many people who will say, oh, Buddha was great, Buddha was great. And I will have large followers throughout the world who will call themselves Buddhist. No. This is not the aim of a Buddha. Compassion, people are suffering. All around people are suffering. I got this wonderful path, I got this wisdom, and I practiced it, and by practicing it I got liberated. May more and more people get it. May more and more people come out of their misery. Then yes, this person is Buddha. That is the difference. Even at the time of Buddha and even before Buddha, there were so many who used to claim, I am a Buddha, I become a Buddha. This was a common word for all these mendicants who will say themselves as Buddha. But how Buddha? If one is not liberated totally from all the impurities, one is not Buddha. And whether one is really liberated from all the impurities, the yardstick is that this person has now become a compassionate one. Infinite compassion he has got. He can't have compassion only for the people who call themselves Buddhist. He can't have compassion for only one particular group or that particular group. His compassion is infinite. Then only he is Buddha. That is why he teaches the truth to one and all. Not interested in this sectarianism. Not interested to tell people that your belief is wrong. Your philosophy is wrong. Look, my philosophy is so good. What philosophy? He asked people, you experience yourself. People used to come to him. And he will question them. What do you believe? This nama, this rupa, is this anicca or not? Yes, sir, it is anicca. What do you believe? Is it a source of sukha or dukkha? Oh, no, sir, this is dukkha. What do you believe? Is this I? Is this mine? Is this your soul? No, no, sir. This mind, matter. How it can be mine? How it can be mine? How it can be I? How it can be mine? How it can be my soul? Understand, this person who is answering Buddha these questions is not a follower of Buddha. He has come from outside. And Buddha is asking him these questions. And he is replying this way. That means he believes anicca, dukkha, anatta. And what Buddha says? He questions him, king manyasi, what do you believe? What do you believe? And when he replies all that, he says, now, passa, jhana. Whatever you are believing, now passa, jhana. With vipassana, now you realize this truth at your experiential level. This alone will help you, nothing else. Merely believing there is a sun in the sky, that belief itself will not give you light, that belief itself will not give you the warmth of the sun, you have to experience it. Merely believing that there is water which will quench my thirst will not quench your thirst, you have to take that water. Merely believing that there is this particular medicine which will relieve me from my sickness. That alone will not relieve you from your sickness. You have to take that medicine. This was Buddha's contribution, a wonderful contribution. A wonderful contribution. Yatha vadi, tatha kari. Whatever he is teaching, he practices. And he teaches practice only. All the sermons of Buddha, all the teachings of Buddha are for pasya jana, pasya jana. You experience yourself and then understand. Don't believe just because Buddha says so. Don't believe because a particular scripture says so. Don't believe because a particular tradition says so. Don't believe because your teacher says so. You experience yourself the truth and you find that yes, it is beneficial for me, beneficial for others, then accept it. And not only accept it, live that life. And living that life alone will help you, nothing else. Such a practical man, so difficult to find in the world. Dullabha, dullabha. Very easy to give sermons. Very easy to say that I am such a wise person. Look, I am so wise. I have understood the entire world. I know how this happens or that happens. Very easy. But to practice it, more very difficult. And one who has really practiced it, this is a unique person. And the teaching of the person who has practiced it, and then teaching it and teaching people to practice it, a really unique person, Dullabho, wonderful person. This was something which attracted me to Buddha. To be very frank, when I took my first course with my Sayaji, my Dhamma father, Sayaji Ubakhin, today, I just remember how it was. But when I took the first course, I had not read even Dhammapada, which is so common. Even non-Buddhists read it because it is so good. I had not read it. So for me, Patipatti came first. And then Pariyatti started. And after that, when I started reading the Buddha's words, it looked as if Buddha is talking to me. Every word carried its different meaning altogether. Because experience, and then you understand what really Buddha wants to say. I've experienced. Look what Buddha says. And that is why my teacher used to say, the theory and practice should go together. Mere theory won't help you. You practice and learn theory. You practice and learn theory. Patipatti, then Pariyatti. Patipatti and then Pariyatti. The path becomes so clear. So clear. When one progresses on the path and one starts getting benefit on it by this path, naturally two qualities starts developing in the mind, and which are dullabha, quite rare. People may call themselves that I am a very dhammika person, but these qualities are quite rare. One is pubbakari. Then you must do good for others. Take initiative to do good for others without expecting anything in return. If you do something and before that you think that because I am doing this good, I will get this benefit, then it's not pubbakari. The first thing that must arise is, I must serve. Don't think anything of what you will get. This is a quality. And a person who is walking on the path of Dhamma has to keep on measuring himself whether this quality is coming to me or not. And then katanyu, katabedi, feeling of gratitude. Gratitude. Somebody gives me food for one time. I must have a feeling of gratitude. I was hungry, he gave me food. Somebody gave me such a wonderful Dhamma, which takes out all the misery of the life. And no feeling of gratitude. Then certainly, I have no trace of Dhamma in me. No trace of Dhamma. When I came in this country and started teaching Dhamma, it was not a question of strategy for me. It's very clear. I started teaching Dhamma. And from the very first day I kept on saying that I am teaching you Dhamma. I am not teaching you Buddhism. Buddha never taught Buddhism. Buddha taught Dhamma. Anybody walking on the path which was given by Buddha, He called this person Dhammiku, Dhammattu, Dhammachari, Dhammavihari. Can I improve on the teaching of Buddha? What Buddha did not do, I should do. When Buddha did not teach anything in the name of Buddhism, he made people Dhammist, not Buddhist. Why? Why I should? I should teach Dhamma to people. Sila, Samadhi, Panya in the practical way. Giving sermons of Sila, Samadhi and Panya, then this country will say, no, we don't want, we have got it already. We have got our Gita. Sthitaprajna, Sthitaprajna, and all those explanations, Sthitaprajnasya, Ka Bhasha, all those explanations are the explanations of an Arhant. These are the qualities of a Arhant, the same quality of Sthitaprajna. Are you how to become Sthitaprajna, Baba? There must be a way. Sthitapanyo. You must get established in Panya, and that is Sampajano. Day and night, Rattindiyo Matandito. Day and night, from moment to moment, from moment to moment, you are aware. It is anicca. It is anicca. This is Panya, Panya. Then you are getting established in Panya. And this is what was called Sthitaprajna. It was only a word for me in the Gita. It carried no meaning. It is only after practicing Sampajanya it became clear. Panya is to understand the reality of the mind and matter world. Beyond this, to experience something which is beyond mind and matter, but within this field of mind and matter, within this field of all the six sense doors, is the field of anicca arising, passing. Am I experiencing or not? If I am not experiencing, again it is a ditthi. This has nothing to do with sammaditthi. If I am experiencing it, look, arising, passing, then it is panya. And if I have it continuously, sitting, standing, walking, eating, drinking, everything, in every work, every position, every action, there is panya. There is panya. At the experiential level, there is panya. Then one becomes sthitta panya. This is what it is, sthitta prajna. The Gita sthitta prajna became so clear to me by this teaching given by my teacher, Vedana Sampajanya. Vedana Sampajanya, this is dukkha. This is the way out of dukkha. This is dukkha. This is the way out of dukkha. And that too by practice. First learn to observe dukkha objectively. And this becomes Sampajanya and will take you beyond the field of dukkha, because it will take you beyond the field of Vedana. So grateful. Someone comes and tells me, it started, that all the teaching that you have brought from this wonderful country of Burma is so good. Initially we hesitate. This is Buddhism, this person is nothing but Buddhism. He wants to convert us in an indirect way. Like people serve, and then they say, you get converted into my religion, in my... Hey, same thing. Look, very clever chap. He's been a businessman, so he knows. He knows how cunningly... Yes, I smile at them. Yes, I was a businessman, no doubt. But understand, by converting you into a religion, particular religion, a particular sect, what I will get? Tell me. I also think myself, what I get? And what these people will get? If the entire country starts calling themselves, we are Buddhists, from today, the president of the country, or there is no dictatorship here, suppose there was a dictatorship, and say, all of you must call yourself Buddhist, or let they call themselves Buddhist, what happens? How are they liberated from their misery? But even a few percentage of them start practicing Sila, practicing Samadhi, practicing Panya, let them call by any name. This is more important, that they come out of their misery, they get Dhamma, pure Dhamma, free from all kind of sectarianism. This was my conviction. It was not a strategy for me. And this remains my conviction for the whole life, because I got in this way. If my Dhamma father, Syaji Uba Khin, when I went to him, if he had told me, Kam Goenka, I'll make a Buddhist out of you. I will convert you to Buddhism. Every person involved in his own tradition has got so much attachment to the tradition. And I come from a tradition where the ego is so strong. We Hindus, our Veda is the source of all the wisdom of the world. Every wisdom comes from... a person from that kind of tradition and to ask this person to get converted into another religion. Impossible. I would not have gone to him even. Fortunate, I got a wonderful teacher who was interested in Dhamma only. And he says, come Goenka, I will teach you Sila. Come Goenka, I will teach you Samadhi. Come Goenka, I will teach you Panya. I will teach you a way so that you come out of your misery. Don't you think that this raga, this dosa makes you so much miserable? Yes, sir, I agree. Raga, dosa, because I was a bundle of these miseries. I was a bundle of anger, bundle of passion, bundle of ego. In spite of all this understanding of Gita, in spite of all the understanding of this devotion, blind devotion of this bhakti or that bhakti, not a trace of it went out. It kept on multiplying. And when I passed through this technique, I don't say that I have become a fully liberated person, but when I passed this technique, what a great change started coming. What a great change. One has to be grateful. And when someone comes and tells me that you teach Sila, Samadhi, Panya, it is wonderful, nothing wrong, but please don't use the name of Buddha. Because when you say Buddha, then people will think, oh, this is Buddhism. Look, he is converting us to Buddhism. And I feel pity for such a person. Because even having taken a few courses, he has not understood what Dhamma is. Katanyuta is a part of Dharma. It's a yardstick to measure whether one is really progressing on the path of Dhamma or not. Such a wonderful person who discovered this wonderful path by which he liberated himself and didn't remain just limited to his own liberation, started distributing it, compassionately, without any differentiation, without any discrimination, and then taught people to a stage where they were trained to teach others bhaujan hitai, bhaujan sukhai, lokanu kampai, without expecting anything in return. They were not interested to start a sect in the name of Buddha. Just help people. Just help people to come out of their misery. Great gratitude towards those people. And then from generation to generation, generation to generation, how this wonderful technique was kept in its pristine purity. All the chain of teachers. And the chain of teacher culminating in this Sayaji Ubakhin. A brilliant star in the galaxy of stars who gave me this wonderful Dhamma. How can I forget? How can I have no gratitude towards Buddha? How can I have no gratitude towards this line of teachers who kept it in pristine purity? How can I have no gratitude towards Sayaji Ubakhin? And then the country which kept this in its pristine purity, a feeling of gratitude is bound to come. If one is progressing on the path, even few steps one has taken. And this country, where not only this Patipatti was kept in its pristine purity, the entire Pariyatti was kept in its pristine purity, from generation to generation to generation. How? How carefully? Without adding anything in it, without taking out anything from it, as it went from here, its pure form, that is why we are getting it today. If it was not available, then again there might have been some doubt, some skepticism whether it is really Buddha's words or not, or whether really Buddha taught in this way or not. Certainly one has to be grateful, very grateful. Those who come to practice Dhamma, pure Dhamma, should understand they are not converting themselves to an organized religion, not at all. But they are certainly converting themselves to Dhamma. And Dhamma is purity of mind. And purity of mind will have all these qualities, love, compassion, selfless service. These are the yardsticks, gratitude. These are the yardstick by which it is measured whether one is really, really getting purified in mind or not. One may belong to any sect, any tradition, whatever they got from their tradition, not that they become ungrateful for that. Remember it. Whatever good qualities, so many saintly people were there. They never called themselves Buddhist. Doesn't matter. They were saintly people, good people. Remember their qualities. Try to adopt those qualities in you. You are a Dhamma person. But a wonderful path will you take, which will take you out of all the bondages. Certainly, you have to use it to come out of all the bondages. Not just have a pride that I have got wonderful path which nobody else has got. Only my teacher gave this which nobody else has got. This pride will not help. We have to practice We have to practice. And all these patipatti thanas are for practice. More and more such patipatti thanas should come so that more and more people get benefit of Dhamma. Along with that, let Pariyatti be there to support Dhamma. We are glad that Pariyatti in Tipitaka, in Attakathas, in Tikas are all maintained. This country lost it totally. You are all maintained by the neighboring country. They are coming. We have to make use of that. And this organization which has to do the research work, both Pariyatti, Patipatti, how the translation, we don't say that people who translated totally wrong. They must have translated in a proper way, there is no doubt. But every language has its own limitation to such technical words, which can only be experienced. You can't have an equivalent word in any other language. So whatever word they use might create confusion in the minds of the people. But when they practice and then listen this word, then try to understand the word, it becomes so clear. So patipatti, pariyatti, theory, practice should go together. Keep on moving on the path of Dhamma. Keep on moving on the path of liberation. Get enlightenment, your own enlightenment. Get wisdom, your own wisdom. Get Dhamma, which will arise in you and which will manifest in your daily life, day-to-day life. May all of you who have come to this Dhamma seminar reach the final goal of full liberation, come out of your miseries, we get all the inspiration from the Pariyatti and get all the fruits of Patipatti. And those who have yet not tasted the nectar of Dhamma, may they get the opportunity to come in contact with pure Dhamma, the path of liberation. May they also taste the nectar of liberation, nectar of Dhamma. May all of you be happy. May all others be happy. May all of you be peaceful. May all others be peaceful. May all of you be liberated. May all others be liberated. Savat sav mangalam bhavat sav.